Okay. I'm going to talk about the open source Music FM synthesizer challenge, or rather present the winners of the challenge, because the challenge is already over and people have voted, and we have three winners. And but before we come to that, I'd like to tell you a little bit about the challenge. So this is the first time we did this kind of thing. It grew out of the local open source audio meetup here in Cologne. And we thought, now we've talked about FM synthesizers, and we said, oh, would be cool to make a little challenge to make a track with one of these FM synthesizers. So I ran with this idea, and basically it works like this. You're supposed to create a track using one or several of the selected FM synthesizers, all open source, uploaded it to archive.org under a Creative Commons license, and then enter the competition. And then after a certain number of weeks have passed, people vote. Things are slightly more complicated, so if you want to read about that, just follow that URL. Oh, I'm Christopher, oder Christopher, oder einfach Chris. I'm just a programmer and a hobby musician, and I come semi-regularly to this open source audio meeting we have here in Cologne. I organized the challenge, did the website, basically everything. Except the music, of course. I didn't enter the challenge myself because I had rather enough to do with programming the website. So, like I said, the process is simple. You have 4 weeks to do your track. That ended on the 15th of October. Then there was a 10-day voting period. Everybody could vote. People who entered into the competition with their track had to vote. That ensured we got at least a good number of votes. And the winners will be presented at the Sonoy Convention, which is now. And later that day, I'll put the winners on the website as well, so all the world can see them. Those were the FM synthesizers which you were allowed to use in the competition. So quite a variety. All of them use FM synthesis. Some of them run as VST plugins. Some of them standalone track applications. Some of them as LV2 plugins. Some very simple, and some very complex. I haven't done a statistic yet who used which plugins and which plugins were used the most, but we'll try to do that in the coming days. So, at first, I didn't know if I had any prizes to give away, but then luckily I was contacted by sponsors. And so we were able to offer as the first prize a mod duo for mod device. We will see what that is. And for the second and third prize, a license for a synthesizer, which is not open source, but at least it is developed on Linux and runs on Linux. And afterwards, after I present the winners, we also give one license for Cadmium away for one of the voters, which we will make the draw here. So a mod duo is a digital effects unit that runs Linux inside. I think they retail about 650-600 euros, so rather valuable price. These were sponsored by Mod Devices, and they asked me to mention the Mod Labs. Mod Labs is a kind of a community for developers who develop for the mod. In their minds, developers is everybody who is able to install an LV2 plugin. So, so if you're interested in working with the mod duo, have a mod duo, or even would like to test one, get in contact with them via the Mod Labs. This is the interface of Cadmium. Cadmium is, calls itself a phase distortion synthesizer, which is basically the same as FM. It's a very new synthesizer, so I'm interested to hear what the people that win a license, what their experiences will be. So, the results. We had 15 entries into the competition. So, I think for the first time, that can be called a success. For myself, I said to myself, if we have about 8, I'm content. So, that's nearly double that. So, I'm satisfied. We have 49 people who voted on these entries. Would have been nice to reach 50, but 49 is okay, I guess. each voter had 15 points to distribute. So you gave 5 points to your favorite track, 4 points to the next, and so on until 1 point. So we have quite a span of results. The track with the highest number of points reached 122 points. The one on the bottom of the list, only 9. But we have a clear winner with 34 points in the lead. So, the moment you've all been waiting for. And please order your cue. Okay, that's 30 seconds of this track, which is obviously a lot longer. And you can hear these tracks in full length tonight at the social event, the first 3. And the others you can listen to on the websites. So, and this track is called C18H25NO and is by Lilith93. So this entry got 83 points, and the second place. Did you know your DEX plugin could do that? So, this track is called End of the Desert and is by Jay Rook. Or Rook. Next. And first place, the winner. And this track is called Bodacious and is by our own Anfa with 122 points. So can I ask you to come here? Congratulations. I have nothing physical to give you, no actual prize, but you will receive the Mod Duo by post.
Thank you so much. I have the whole process of making this track on video recorded. It's like, I don't know, 10, 20 hours, 12 hours. So I think I'm going to eventually upload it to YouTube for you all to check out if you want.
How much instances of the synths did you use?
I didn't count.
Roughly.
I can count because I have this session with me. I can show it also if people want.
Yeah, from other tracks, I know, I don't know, people have used like 53 instances of Dext, 20 of OxyFM or something like that.
Yeah. I mostly used OxyFM synth. Mm-hmm. I used Dexed twice, two instances of Dexed, one for the lower part of the kick drum and the other, I don't remember for. We need to check. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you for making this a success. So this will come up on the website later as well. So here you can see the results in full. It's rather small because it's an image, not a website. But, well, again, shows very graphically a big lead for Anfa. These small ones are the numbers of votes with 5 or 4 points each one gets. So if you get 11 times 5 points, you're in a good position, I think. So now we have one more Cadmium license to give away. Since I'm a programmer, where's that again? Oh yeah. Do we have anybody who's a Python programmer who can attest that this is sound? So what we're basically doing here is getting the users from the database, filtering them who have confirmed accounts. We have a look if they have actually voted, and we can exclude a few users via a command line. So the first three winners, they get excluded from the prize raffle, of course, and there's one other user who asked to be excluded. Yeah? I don't, because I import random here, and but you have to trust my database model. But I can show you that this is where the source code lives. There's only one other script which is not checked in yet because it has the names of the winners in it. That could be. I could have a random file in my current directory. So if you want to check that on my GitHub account, it's called Spotlight Kit on GitHub. There's the repository is called FM Challenge Web App. You can check the code for this little script. And the other script is basically just a wrapper recalling this and excluding the winners of the competition and Kai, who asked to be excluded as well. So all that remains is, can I put this higher? Yeah. So scripts, and anybody wants to hit return? Okay. And the winner is G. Schultz, which I don't know who he is, but I have the email address, and he'll get a code for cadmium. So this was written into the file winner text. Should I commit that?
We have video proof already.
Yeah. I don't have my Git commanders here. Okay, I can't commit it yet. Okay, that was that. What remains? The winners are notified. As I said, the results will go up on the website later today. And now what's left is to ask you to spread the word about the challenge, about the entries into the challenge. Put them in your playlists, make podcasts about the FM challenge, tweet about it. Some people have published their whole projects or their plugin presets for their entries, so you could do plugin packs or preset packs. I will upload a zip file with all the entries and the playlists and all that and all the metadata, but if you want to create a cover or a nice image, go ahead, please. But most of all, enjoy the music, and hopefully see you in 2019 for a new challenge.